Hi, you're listening to my favourite Elliott Smith song. If you haven't listened to us before, firstly, welcome. And secondly, in this podcast, we try in our own very small way to keep Elliott Smith's legacy alive by speaking to well-known fans about their favourite song of his. And today, I'm very pleased to say we have the musician Benjamin Langford Biss speaking to us. Ben plays guitar and sings in As It Is, an alternative rock band based in Brighton. As It Is have a pretty huge fan base, and what's great about Ben is how keen he is for more of those fans to get into Elliott's music. It was just about the first thing he mentioned when we started chatting about a month ago. So in this interview, we talk about how Ben tries to keep Elliott's legacy alive, how he works his influences into his band's music, and of course, we discuss his favourite song pick too. We'll go into this chat with Ben now, but afterwards we'll hear from a listener who has a related favourite song pick, and we'll also share more details about the 50th birthday tribute shows I mentioned at the end of the last episode. So here we go then. Here's the interview Elizabeth Woodstanley and I recorded with Ben recently.
My name is Benjamin Langford Biss. I play in a band called As It Is, and I am a massive Elliott Smith fan. I have chosen Son of Sam as my favourite song. Why? See, it's funny because the first Elliott Smith album I ever heard was XO. I was given all the albums at once by a friend, and it took me a while to move on after XO. I was like, just loved that record, played it on repeat, and then I put in Figure Eight, and I just remember the first time I heard that piano kick in of Son of Sam, and it's just how I say angry for Elliott Smith. How angry it gets in the bridge, and just the complete tonal shift from what I'd in the week that I'd known of Elliott Smith. Something's happening, don't speak too soon. I told the boss off and made my move. Got nowhere to go. Son of Samson on the shining path, the clouded mind. Combo killer each and every time. Because I'm a lyricist, I always am looking up what songs mean or what the artist intended them to mean. And I always remember there's been like a quote that everyone thinks it's about that serial killer, but he's just said it's really about anything, which I always love as a lyricist, anything open to interpretation. And I've just kind of always taken it to be depicting like America in a way. The American dream, the lack of the American dream. And I just start that album and I'm just instantly in a good mood, which isn't normally something people say when they want to put on an Elliott Smith record, I imagine.
In an interview with the NME, when talking about this song, Elliott said, it's like a dream, but you're having it now. Does that description kind of resonate with you when you're listening to it?
I find that a lot with his lyrics in general, especially on this record, this song, like Jump on Trader, where they're kind of the imagery that they depict is so surreal, I guess, that it is essentially seems like a dream. But I think at the same time, like you can definitely pinpoint the realism in it. That's just always been something that I loved about Elliott, is the way that he creates an image in your mind, and it's different for every person, but this album especially I just find so vivid to listen to. I feel like I'm like watching a movie in my mind. Not uncomfortable.
And another thing that that Elliott has said about this song is that it's about creativity and destruction. And you've got Shiva in there, who is the god of destruction. Do you kind of get those impressions from it too?
Yeah, I think that's what I kind of was alluding to when I was saying about like the American dream, and it's this being built up and it's like, you know, son of the shining path, but ultimately everything is destroyed. Whether that's for a fresh start or just for destruction's sake, I think again when he's saying, you know, king for a day, I think that's what I've been to America a lot, and that's kind of what I tend to find in the concept of the American dream, is it's all very shallow and ultimately it just gets destroyed.
You mentioned before that Elliot has said this song isn't about the serial killer, the Son of Sam. But why then, if that is the case, do you think that he still called it Son of Sam?
I guess maybe it being a case of, I mean, ironically, more relevant now than it ever was, but I guess every person being capable of that kind of destruction, just your everyday person. That's always the thing, isn't it? When they report on people that have done mass murders or people that have committed horrendous crimes, are like, oh, we never like expected it, or oh, would have never thought that this person was capable of it. And I don't know whether it's just a reference to, you know, Sam as in America. And I think that's maybe where my interpretation of like, that I keep harking back to, of the American dream comes to, as like Son of Sam as being son of America, essentially, and it being a very inclusive way of talking about the American people.
He seems to often have sort of contradictions in the lyrics. Like, you think, you know, you're hearing a narrative or a story about a certain character, but then he ends it like this song where he says, I'm little like you but more like Son of Sam.
Yeah, it is a very interesting line when you kind of take it on its own there.
It sounds to me like he's saying, you know, something about, I mean, he's sort of opening up maybe about not being perfect, and, you know, I could be a little bit like you, and but maybe I'm more like this other guy.
Yeah, and then but then if you're taking it the way that I just talked about, where I'm talking about Son of Sam as being basically everyone, essentially a way of saying Americans, it's just being, not necessarily being particularly special, just being like everyone else, capable of the same level of destruction. There's a couple of songs, especially on this record, this one, and especially when like the bridge hits and it does that chordal shift. And the other one that always really resonates me, which does, I feel like a similar thing, but almost more extreme than I feel like this does, when he brings in the Shiva line and jump, I think it's Jump on Trader, where he does the shift to the Happy Holidays bit. And just the tonal shift and the way that he just kind of puts his words in an order that I would never, ever choose. Like, I would never be able to do it. And they just paint a completely different image. It was like what I was saying, like the last line, where it's like not the traditional phrasing that you'd expect of the, like, I'm a little like you. It's a different phrasing, and therefore it just paints a completely, arguably more confusing, but just not confusing is not the right word. Just makes you think about it more. And I think that's ultimately what's always resonated, whether it's to do with the way that he structures it or whether it's to do with the actual words, is he just makes me think more than any other artist. And I like to think when I listen to music.
How would you say that his music has influenced you and you as a musician?
I would say my biggest like input into our band is as a lyricist. So I'm constantly trying to just tell a story with the same vividity, is that a word? The same vividness of that Elliot tells his stories or his portrays his emotions with, I think, constantly just trying to chase that, really. And I think when I'm writing songs just for me, not for the band, just finding influence in the way that he plays chords. You can look up like what the chords are for an Elliott Smith song and it'll go, oh, C, E, whatever, all these chords, but you play them and that's not how they sound. And he's playing them in all these ways and there's tunings. And I think just as a musician, I've never wanted to understand someone more, because as well, I think one of the things that truly connected with me about him, and one thing that I love about him and probably most of my favorite artists when I think about it, is he hasn't got a perfect voice, and neither do I. And I've always really liked that about it, like the layering of vocals the way he does. And I know that starts out as just an anxiety thing, and the more you layer it, the more your voice sounds less like how you think your voice sounds. And I don't know whether that it was a stylistic thing, or whether that's just trying to initially hide behind the layers as a very shy person that he's known to be. But I think anything with that level of imperfection really kind of spoke to me as someone that's very self-aware as an imperfect musician. There was one Elliott Smith interview that's always really has really stayed with me, and he's talking about songwriting, and he's talking about how he is not as interested in like melody when it comes to playing the guitar. He sees everything as shapes, and that quote always really stuck with me. And his approach to songwriting and to lyricism is something that I think is just far and above any other songwriter or musician has just always spoken to me. And I think for me, a bit like Johnny Marr, you can learn how to play an Elliott Smith song, but you can never really play it like how he's played it. Doesn't really matter how many times you try.
Your band, as it is, has quite a heavier style than Elliott's music. Do you find it hard then to kind of work those influences in? And is it only through the lyrics that you can really do it?
At the moment, we're actually working on this project where we're rewriting our whole last record, our heaviest record, and we're rewriting it in 12 different genres. This latest EP we put out, we just did like an 80s pop song and a kind of country ballad and a hardcore song. And I've been given the task of one of the songs that I wrote the majority of. I definitely wrote the lyrics, this song that I'm referring to, The Haunting, kind of with that Elliott Smith storytelling in mind. And I'm trying to work on one that's kind of a bit Elliott inspired for this new reworking. So yeah, normally when it comes to just writing our kind of standard riffier songs, it is quite hard. But I have done it lyrically, and I'm going to definitely try and do it on this like reworking project where we've got no genre boundaries, so to speak.
You mentioned to us before that unfortunately you struggled to get your bandmates into Elliott's music, but have you found your fans are fans of Elliott Smith?
Do you know what? We've done a few Q&As in our time, and some of them do like quite regularly ask me about Elliott Smith in the Q&As and stuff. So we have like generally quite a young fan base, like, you know, 15 to 21. And I don't know whether that's because I tweet about him or put him in playlists and they've found out a bit about him because of that, or of their own accord, or at the point now where maybe their dads listen to Elliott Smith and it's coming down that way. But yeah, no, it does seem like whatever way it's getting to them, like, does seem to be a small amount of crossover, which I really enjoy. And it does make me really happy when I see, like, you know, someone in their teens that's asking me about Elliott Smith, because I'm like, it lives on to another generation.
Thank you. thank you to Benjamin Langford Biss for coming on the podcast and sharing his insights on Son of Sam, as well as Figure Eight more generally. And we're sticking with Figure Eight for this week's listener submission, which today comes from Jessica Bevan, all the way from Tasmania.
My favourite Elliott Smith song is Everything Means Nothing to Me. I've never really been able to articulate why I love Elliott's music so much, but I really enjoyed listening to your podcast and hearing about what his music has meant to others. And I think it's given me an insight into what some of his songs might be about. And I found that interesting because it's not naturally what I'm drawn to. I'm not naturally drawn to the lyrics of a song. But I've chosen this song because it's the one song of his that I really wish would never end. And once those drums and the organ come in, and he just keeps repeating, "Everything means nothing to me," it's really moving. And I think that can be said for all of Elliott's songs, really. It doesn't matter to me that I'm pretty clueless about the meaning behind what is being sung in his music, because I know that whatever is being sung with sincerity. And so I think that sincerity really gets at the complexities of what it is to be human, which is something everyone can really relate to. And I think not every artist is able to do that with their music.
Thank you very much to Jess for sending that in. If you want to be featured on the podcast, then all you have to do is send us a voice clip to info@myfavoriteelliottsmithsong.com. Now, before the end, I just wanted to mention a couple of things quickly about the 50th birthday tribute shows coming up on the 6th of August. Last time I mentioned that we're helping to organise one in London, and this is now going to be hosted at the Finsbury in North London, and we'll be raising money for the charity Help Musicians UK. I'm really delighted to say that today's guest, Benjamin Langford Biss, will be playing alongside lots of other great artists that evening, so I really hope you can join us on the 6th if you're around in London then. We'll be announcing the lineup plus details on how you can get tickets over the next few days. But if you're going to be in Brighton rather than London that evening, then I recommend checking out the charity tribute show being put on at the Pipeline venue in the city. We tweeted details about this event recently, so check out our Twitter profile for more information on it. We're at @myfavesmithsong. So that's pretty much it for this episode. Thanks again to Ben and to Jessica Bevan for being our guests on the show today. Thank you to Elizabeth Widstanley for producing this podcast with me. And thanks very much to you for listening to it. We'll be back in a couple of weeks when our main guest will be Martin Courtney from the band Real Estate. Hope you can join us then, and do follow us if you can on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Thanks, and see you soon.